Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, where we're joined with the standout Oklahoma State Cowboys offensive lineman, Marcus Keys. Marcus, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
It's treating me well. I just got done working out, and I'm just waiting on this call, and I'm ready to hit it up.
Well, we appreciate it. Where are you working out and kind of getting ready for combine prep and all the things that come with being in your position?
I'm working out at Oklahoma State University.
Oh, excellent, excellent. How long you been down there?
For the remainder of this whole, I think since January. Yeah, it's January.
Wow, and it's we're in the, almost in the middle of March. You've been down there training. How much, I guess, have you changed your body? Have you added weight, shed weight? Kind of talk about the transformation from maybe what you were during the season till now.
I shed a few pounds. I was 320, now I'm like 315, 314-ish. And I feel like I got a little more tone, a little more speed to my body now. And everything's been feeling really good. Nothing, no issues, nothing bad. So, yeah, it's been treating me well.
Awesome stuff. And you've had, a fantastic career. I think almost like 50 starts out of 52 games while you were at Oklahoma State. You became the anchor, the leader of that offensive line, a productive offensive line. Hubbard, led the nation in rushing. You were part of that. How much fun was it to be part of such a rushing attack? It seems like most offensive linemen love, being able to run block and allow their running backs to flourish. You obviously were part of that. What was that like just going through this season, having so much success running the football?
Man, it was like a dream come true. All my career at Oklahoma State, I'm like, man, why are we rushing this ball? Like, why haven't we running the ball yet? But this year we were pounding it during the season. I remember the first game against Oregon State, we were busting out holes like we haven't been doing in a while. I was like, dang, where this came from? And Chuba was just moving. I was like, okay, we rushed like 220 yards. All right. Oh, no, we rushed, I think, no, Chuba rushed for 220, and as a total, we rushed for like 300, so it was a good game. It was a good season.
Definitely. It has to be an offensive lineman's dream, like you said. Being able to have that type of success, and now you're just willing yourself on the opponent. Now you're just, it's kind of like putting your foot on their throat in a weird way. Just, you're just dominating that line of scrimmage. Have you always had that size? Growing up, were you always the bigger kid with the athleticism?
Oh yeah. Even when I was smaller, I was really big as a child, and I could move really pretty well. I didn't know where it came from. I think it was just, genetics from my mom and dad, but I could always move well. I was very explosive. And I was like, I think at the age of, I think 13, I started dunking. I was like, whoa, this came out of nowhere. But, yeah, I've been really athletic.
Oh, that's awesome. Once again, Marcus Keys, the standout Oklahoma State Cowboys, kind enough to join us here. And a ton of accolades this young man's achieved over his Cowboys career. 2019, first team in the Big 12. Again, the big accolade, I thought that was really impressive when I looked at the bio. You got that you got the Barry Sanders Award for the most contribution and the least recognition. What was it like receiving that from your peers?
Oh, it was a great reward. And I was like really happy that my teammates recognized how much work I put in, and that my coaches saw that too. And then they know that I put enough work to help my team out, and it was just a great award just to be recognized by them. And they know, and just knowing that they see what I can do to be able to help my team win some games.
And you've definitely done that. And I'm curious, Your father, you got that NFL pedigree. Your father played for the Bears for a couple years. How much of a connection is that as you kind of go through this process, knowing that years ago he went through the similar, you know, set of circumstances?
Oh, it's a good connection. He's just talking about me. Well, yeah, throughout the season, he was just, you know, explaining to me on, like, things I should work on and how I should be better at things. And he always told me the good and the bad. So it's always a good connection when me and him talk. And he's just telling me right now, just, I know it's going to be, like, a long process and there's going to be a lot of stuff to do. But he just told me just keep my head up and just relax and take things at one thing at a time and don't let it be so overwhelming. So, yeah, he's been really helpful throughout the whole process.
Awesome. And I'm curious. I mean, you arrive in Stillwater your freshman year, and you make it. You know, well, you redshirt, but in 2016, you know, you start all the games. I mean, I'm not saying it was an easy transition coming out of high school, but how does a kid, you know, redshirt and then you making it? I mean, you're in the Big 12. I mean, this is a big time program. I mean, was it a hard transition or how? I mean, how did you settle in and make it look so easy?
Well, the reason why it wasn't easy at first. I guarantee you that the workouts were not easy. I had to make sure, like, I was on top of everything. I knew my plays, and I just, you know, make sure I just, you know, did everything right. And I had those my seniors help me out throughout that process, too. They made sure I wasn't going to, you know, mess up. They made sure that I knew what I was going to do. So I had a little helping hand throughout the way, and it was a really good season that year. I mean, they really made sure I, like, would have my head focused on the right things and make sure I was early to meetings and make sure I just – well, can balance out the workload of being a starter and schoolwork at the same time too. So it was not easy at all.
You made it look easy, and then the boot. I mean, all academic. I mean, all Big 12. I mean, again, you just, you know, student athlete. You encompass the role of a student athlete, excelling both in the classroom and on the field. So you start to make an impact your redshirt freshman year. You go on. When do you really get the sense, Marcus, that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday could allow you to make a living on a Sunday afternoon in the National Football League?
I feel like I started realizing that. To be honest, I really wasn't paying attention to all that. I was just focusing on the stuff that was in front of me then. I mean, I was just trying to do what I can do throughout the season to just become, you know, the best I can be. And whatever happens, happens. And I was just saying to myself, like, just focus on the now and everything else will come to you in the future. So that's what I was really – I wasn't really worried about the whole NFL stuff at that time.
Hey, well, it helped you get to where you want to go, and that is the NFL. I mean, you're so close, and you're looking at the career, everything you're doing, you're, I think, you know, working out, the arrows are pointing in the right direction. I asked this of all the guys that come on our program. I mean, if we three in the film room, you're with these NFL scouts, what are they going to love about Marcus Keys? What are those intangibles that you bring to the O-line where they're going to want to bring you aboard their 53-man roster?
I feel like they're going to love my explosiveness, and they're going to love my drop and just, you know, keep driving my feet and just my willing to attack and come off and block linebackers and pick up defenses on the run. And they're going to love how I move my feet on the pass blocking and how I can be able to, you know, pick up blitz and whenever the defense try to throw at us.
Definitely. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, could have been sometimes, you know, you guys had such a prolific running game. Do they question the passing attack, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie? What are some of those intangibles, Marcus, that they won't see on film that are very important for you moving forward?
Oh, I feel like they're going to love the leadership from me of how I can be a real good leader throughout. I mean, when the time is needed, I can be really vocal. And they can love my toughness and how I can battle through adversity, and I can just, you know, keep moving through, you know, if I have, like, a small little nick or sore, I can be able to just, you know, go through and fight through the pain. So I feel like they'll love that.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, what's your favorite play to run? I mean, as an offensive lineman, I assume it's something where you're pulling, you get to get upfield. But, I mean, when a play is called and it's about to be snapped, I mean, what play do you love to execute?
I love a counter play where I'm just, you know, pulling around, just hitting the defensive end right in the mouth. That's what I love.
And then taking care of them, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, you come across as a, you know, it seems like you're a happy-go-lucky like, you know, just a fun personality. I mean, when does that switch kind of turn where Saturday you become this fierce offensive lineman? I mean, how do you kind of change that move? When does that move change?
I feel like the move changes, like, you know, the day before game day. I got to get my mind right. Like, I just let myself, you know, get in that zone right before the day. I mean, it's not a hard, you know, transition, but I smooth my way into it and just make sure. And I just tell myself, like, hey, you got to do this. You got to be strong. You got to come off the ball. You got to hit these in the mouth. And, like, I mean, as soon as that game day gets – I mean, game time gets closer, that whole mentality just switched, and I'm just, like, a whole nother dude. So, yeah, it's a long smooth transition into that monster.
And, I mean, do you feel comfortable anywhere along the line? I mean, I know specifically guard, but, I mean, do you feel comfortable if they had to throw you in anywhere?
I feel pretty, you know, yeah, I feel comfortable in any other position. I've been working on a little tackle, a little right guard, I've been doing some snapping with them. I've been doing some center work too. So, yeah, I feel real comfortable throughout all the positions.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Marcus Keys, Oklahoma State Cowboys offensive lineman, 50 starts out of 52 games. Just shows you the durability and how he became the anchor of this Cowboys rushing attack. And we know Chuba Hubbard. He tore this, and, you know, the FBS up over $2,000 worth of rushing yards. And Marcus was one of the key conglomerates to help achieve that goal. We're almost out of time, but we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Sure, let's go.
All right. Now, your head coach, Mike Gundy, he's a very prolific coach. Everyone knows him if you love college football. Does anybody on the team do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Let me think about that one. I remember one time there was this GA, and I can't remember his name, and he did a spot-on impersonation of Coach Gundy. That was during, that was 2017, and he was just making everybody laugh on, like, how he's like, come on, guys, you got to get going, you got to go through all phases. I was, like, dying. Laughing because he was so spot on with how he was doing it. But I can't remember his name. But, yeah, he was doing it real good, though. He was doing it really good.
Excellent. And how about this one? Any superstitious thing that you have to do before the game or leading up to the game?
No, not really. I just relax before a game. That's all I do, just sit down and relax, get my mind right.
Fair enough. And then the final one, I'm sure the weekend of the draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends as you celebrate this next journey to the next level. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to make as you celebrate this?
I feel like the best cook in my family is me. And the thing I love to cook is I like to cook me some nice little chicken breast and some mixed vegetables with a little spaghetti. So, yeah, I eat a lot. So that's what I love because I'm fine. So chicken breast, mixed vegetables, and some spaghetti.
Wow. You know what? You're the first to say you're so. I like that, Marcus. And then the final one, offensive lineman, you guys are the big eaters of the team, the big guys on the roster. Who's the biggest eater amongst the Cowboys O-line, and what's the biggest meal that they put down?
Oh, man. It's a tie between it's a tie between me and who eats a lot. Man, I think Tyrese Williams. He eats a lot. So between me and Tyrese Williams, and I remember one time during a game, he just sat down and had a full plate of food, and I was like, "Wow, man, you gonna finish all that?" He was like, "Yeah, I'm not." Just during his I think redshirt freshman year. He knew he was going to play, but, yeah, he just started eating just to get some weight up. And I was like, wow, you ate all that. He was like, yep, and now I'm going to go to sleep. But I remember one time I had a whole bunch of food. I went to a buffet one time, and then that was during off-season. I was just, man, I'm hungry. I got to eat something. I had, like, maybe four or five plates. So we ate. It's a tie between me and him.
Fantastic. Hey, Marcus, man, great career. We can't find out where you land, but we always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Oh, no problem. It was great. It was an honor being on your show.
No, thank you. Once again, Marcus Keith, the standout offensive lineman from the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. This kid, fantastic career and really became an anchor, the leader of this team. And again, if you look at that rushing attack they had last year, I mean, prolific numbers, and he was part of this. And the academic side, you got the NFL bloodlines, everything that you kind of want in a draft prospect this young man brings to the table. As always, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Apple Music, all opportunities to download and listen to this show with our featured guest, Marcus Keyes, Oklahoma State Cowboys.
This has been a C2P exclusive.